This unseminary episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit vanderblumen.com for more information. That's Vander, B-L-O-E-M-E-N.com.
This is the Unseminary audio blog. Bite-sized audio versions of our practical articles for church leaders. Drop by unseminary.com for more free resources to help for you and your church.
5 free training PDFs and MP3s for church leaders. Prevailing churches are always looking for ways to grow their leaders. Although training can often take the form of traveling to conferences or visiting other churches, we also need to take advantage of smaller moments to push our team to think differently and grow. Oftentimes, this is as simple as giving your team something to read over and then lead a simple conversation about how that article relates to your church. At unseminary.com, you can find links to 5 free PDFs and MP3s that you could use to drive training with your team. Leadership personalities needed for your church team. I've had the privilege of seeing some high-performing teams up close. There is a common characteristic of a healthy tension in the variety of personalities that make up those groups. This article shows 4 different personalities that seem to be common to those teams. Help unchurched guests feel welcome without selling out. How can we create spaces where people feel welcome at our churches regardless of their spiritual background? What can we do to ensure that unchurched people know they are welcome to our experiences every weekend? How can we do this in a way that doesn't compromise the core of our experiences if we're concerned about that? This PDF includes 7 ways to help unchurched people feel welcome that don't impact our teaching or music ministries. Dealing with short attention spans. Rather than bemoaning the fact of shrinking attention space, church leaders need to face this reality head on and structure our ministry for people with depleted attention spans. For too long, the church has ignored these realities. We do so at great risk of losing our ability to connect with the broader culture. We have to adjust to the times. Here are a few ways that any church can deal with people's diminished ability to focus. Pastoral tips for non-pastoral types. Even if we aren't in a primarily caring role, we need to care for people. Here are 6 simple tips for folks like me to whom all this people stuff doesn't come naturally. Stages of engagement with first-time guests. Use these stages as discussion starters with your team to think through each step that your guests go through, identify areas that need improvement, and build a plan to improve the experience. Tips for using these PDFs and MP3s. Advanced warning. Email them to your team ahead of time and ask them to read the PDF or listen to the MP3s ahead of time. Prepare a few simple questions. Most teams won't require much to get the conversation started, but it's a good idea to think through a few questions ahead of time to get the ball rolling. Some suggestions. What struck you from this resource? Why? How does this resource challenge us to think different about our church? Is there anything from this resource we should put into place this coming weekend? Rinse and repeat. Keep at it. Get your team regularly working on your church and not just in it. Challenge them to think critically about the ministry often when you get together. For more insights and articles, visit unseminary.com.